Jerry Bader Show 1036. A couple of notable passings in the past few days. Casey Kasem, of course. And former Steelers coach Chuck Knoll. Really, the second great dynasty in football after the Green Bay Packers. I know you could argue the Cleveland Browns of the 1950s, but in terms of owning a decade, the way the Packers owned the 60s, five championships in seven seasons, and it could have been, or in eight seasons, it could have been six in eight seasons. They lost the 1960 championship game. The Steelers had two sets of two, 74-75, 78-79. Beating the Cowboys in one each of those sets, 1975 and 1978. I still think that's why Roger Staubach has no use for Terry Bradshaw at all. Knoll was a great coach, but the reality is it is remarkable the way that team was built. Simply remarkable. Terry Bradshaw didn't become a great quarterback until they got Swan and Stallworth and who's the tight end? Cunningham, I believe. When they slowly built that team, and quite frankly, when they won the Super Bowl in 74, most people thought the Raiders were still the better team in the AFC and probably the best team in the NFL. Some feel they were kind of a year early there. Then in 75, they were a bit more of a complete team. Injuries and other issues got to them in 76, 77. Came back in 78, and Bradshaw was now a seasoned veteran. You had Swan, Stallworth. And before the passing game came on, you had Franco Harris and Wisconsin native Rocky Blyer. Do you know the year Bradshaw was hurt in 76, they both had 1,000-yard rushing seasons? Just incredible. And really just a team that had never won until then. Never won. The Brewers won last night, very controversial. A couple of controversial calls that went their way. And the Diamondbacks are all hacked off about it. These things happen. It's 162 games. It's happened to the Brewers. It'll happen to Brewers' opponents. It'll just happen. Good start to a tough road trip, though. They really, I think, need to take... This is a four-game series, right, with the D-backs, I believe? I think it is. They need to take three of the four. I really think that's important. And just... You know, shake off what happened on Sunday. They've been having a pretty good June. They are 3.5 games above the Cardinals. They're just fine. They're exactly about as well as you can hope them to be. They still have one of the better records in Major League Baseball. They're not that far behind the Giants. Before the news, I was mentioning Scott Walker trying to walk the tightrope on gay marriage. And Colin Roth at Right Wisconsin yesterday said, look, he's just waiting to get it just right. I don't know what Scott Walker is waiting for on gay marriage. And I mentioned I was on a media panel at the Republican Party of Wisconsin convention in May, and fellow talk show host Charlie Sykes predicted that the hot-button emotional issue the left would try to use in this campaign was ultrasound for abortions. Yeah, I kind of accepted that at the time. No, it's going to be gay marriage, and Scott Walker is handing it to them. A little bit from the Journal Sentinel. Democrat Mary Burke accused Republican Governor Scott Walker of waffling on gay marriage Monday, saying he was acting politically and avoiding acting like a leader after recent comments on the issue. Meanwhile, for the second time in less than a week, Walker declined to say what his personal views are on gay marriage, despite prominently opposing it for years. The political jockeying came as the ACLU said more litigation on same-sex marriage is likely, as the group seeks recognition of unions of more than 500 gay and lesbian couples who got married this month. I think the people of Wisconsin would like to hear what the governor thinks, and I know as governor I'm going to be clear about where I stand on issues. Burke said. And it seems pretty political to me that he seems now to be waffling on whether he supports gay marriage or doesn't, and that he's not being clear with voters about that. Walker shot back at Burke, Walker did, telling reporters it is not the job of the governor to rewrite the state's constitution to his or her pleasure. She needs to understand government 101, Walker said. Walker has long stated his opposition to gay marriage, saying he was among those who voted in 2006 to amend the Constitution to ban gay marriage and civil unions. But last week, after a federal judge struck down the ban, Walker declined to say what his views are now, and his opinion doesn't matter because the ban is in the state constitution. On Monday, he again did not address his position on the issue. The governor doesn't have any bearing on that one way or the other, said Walker, who was the lead defendant in the case. He chastised media outlets for focusing on gay marriage and not Act 10, the law he put into place in 2011 that limited collective bargaining for public workers. Well, of course they're going to do that. Colin Roth wrote yesterday that Walker's just waiting for the right moment. He is handing them a distraction. He is chastising media outlets for focusing on gay marriage, not Act 10. Governor, you are handing them that distraction. This isn't going to work. It's not a level playing field. You can't just say, well, I'm not going to tell you what I think about gay marriage these days. Yeah, you're right. They should be focusing on Act 10. They won't. They're going to focus on this. Anytime a politician refuses to take a position on something, which the governor right now is doing, it creates a distraction. Particularly, I will agree, on an issue that should not be front and center in this campaign. But it's going to be for a couple of reasons. One, because of Judge Barbara Crabb's striking down of the amendment and what the aftermath of that will look like in Wisconsin. But two, he is playing right into their hands. Right into their hands. Yeah. They're saying, how can Burke act this way when she had the same problem with Act 10? She didn't want to comment. Actually, she has now said what she would do with Act 10. And we'll get to that in a moment. Well, how can Burke act this way? How can she act? How can she be a hypocrite? That's a great question. How can Mary Burke be a hypocrite on this, where she said she wasn't going to make any promises and wasn't going to comment on anything? It's laughable for her to say she'd be clear on positions. So how can she get away with it? The media is a stacked deck. Yeah. He knows that. Governor Walker knows that. She will get away with it. He won't. And he knows that. Because unlike her, with him, they'll keep pressing it and pressing it and pressing it and pressing it. And it's pretty clear. Look, his political record is that he opposes gay marriage. If he can't come out and say that now, he's going to have to say why at some point. Because she's not going to let it go, and the media is not going to let it go. And he can go ahead and chastise the media for not focusing on what's important, but he's giving them the tool by which to do that. Let me give you an example. This is the second time in a week that I'm comparing Scott Walker to Hillary Clinton. That is not a good thing for Scott Walker. This from today's Wall Street Journal. Hillary Clinton's presidential book tour hasn't gone well, but not because she isn't trying to avoid controversy. Asked last week by the Toronto Globe and Mail if she believes the U.S. should build the Keystone Pipeline, she replied, guess what she replied? I can't respond. Who knew an oil pipeline was classified information? As the former Secretary of State explained, I can't really comment at great length because I had responsibility for it and it's been passed on and it wouldn't be appropriate. If she told you, she'd have to kill you. Or to put it differently, if she told you, some Democrats might try to kill her presidential chances. Scott Walker is going to be accused of the same thing here, that he doesn't want to piss off the conservative base. That he has changed his position. He's doing either one of two things. He realizes the political winds have changed and that he doesn't think he can continue to support gay marriage, or that he really does no longer support gay marriage. Either way, he feels like he can't win. He is trying to walk the tightrope while it's just not politically possible anymore to oppose gay marriage. But the base is going to be upset if I say I'm not fighting for it anymore. And if I come right out and say I've changed my mind on it, well, then the conservative base is going to be furious with me. I'm sorry, but it's true. He and Hillary Clinton are doing exactly the same thing. I expect it from her. I don't know what moment he's waiting for, but he better find it soon, or they're going to be able to use this as a distraction throughout the fall campaign. Yeah, it's not a big issue. Then deal with it. I don't know, by the way, what his position is. I don't know if he now is okay with gay marriage, or if he just realizes the winds have changed and it's not a popular position to take. Here is the position I have taken. I continue to oppose gay marriage. However, I concede we have lost the fight. That's my position. I concede we have lost the fight. I believe the slippery slope argument is not fallacious when it comes to this issue. And that, yes, you will have polygamous and other types of marriages at some point being recognized, because you cannot open the door just a small way. You just can't. But I also understand we've lost and the door is going to be open. We lost. But for him to say his opinion on this doesn't matter is sticking a bloody toe in the Amazon with piranhas buzzing. It won't work. He can't take a pass on this. And I'm surprised that he thinks he can. He's complaining that it's a distraction. You are giving them a distraction, Governor. And I don't question his backbone. I do question his political wisdom in this case. If you still think gay marriage is wrong, at some point you're going to have to say so. If you no longer believe that, at some point you're going to have to say so. But I'm sorry, this is tough love, but that for which the Wall Street Journal ridicules Hillary Clinton in an opinion piece today, that she refuses to give her opinion on the Keystone Pipeline. Now here's the difference. Here's the big difference. Hillary's is actually a real issue. It is an important, critical issue. Where his opinion on gay marriage really isn't, he's right about that. But he's governor, and it's an issue people are talking about in Wisconsin right now. And you can try to say it's just a distraction. No, it's not just a distraction. It's a hell of a distraction. And it will be for as long as you try to play this down the middle. It's not going to work. A caller pointed out, because the media won't let you. Mary Burke got away with it on Act 10 because the media let her. She now has become more definitive to a degree on that. We'll get to that in 3 minutes. It's 10:50.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.